The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, a Texas man set a Guinness record for owning the most video games with 24,268.
Tony Kornheiser, wow, that beats me by 24,268. I don't own any video games. Mike, I have never played a video game. Never.
Well, I tried to play Addict because I lived with an addict, a 14-year-old right. Video game addict. So I had to at least see what it was. I can't beat him in anything.
I don't ever recall playing him. Maybe that first thing.
Pong. You played Pong in college,
sure
huh?
Yeah, I'm sure I was hammered when I did it. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Celtics go down and Kyler Murray goes out. But we begin today with Lionel Messi and Argentina moving on to the World Cup final. Messi had a goal and an assist as Argentina rolled over Croatia 3-0. They will face the winner of tomorrow's match between France and Morocco. Wilbon, you have killed Messi for years.
Yeah.
So what did you think of today's performance?
Once again, I will declare, I don't kill Messi. I like to mess with the people pronounce that Messi's the greatest player of all time. No, I don't. I don't know enough about it to kill Messi. But I will say this. Let me praise Messi. Because the assist he had was, I mean, people talk about brilliant. Are you kidding me? The assist? I mean, the assist where he just takes on somebody who's one of the emerging players, defensive players of the tournament, and just goes right by him down the, baseline, and nutmegs him and winds up producing this incredible goal. Look, Messi had the goal in the PK. He had the assist. He's back in the final. He's back in the championship game, Tone. He's in this for the second time in 3 years. Lost to Germany before. And so for the people who say Messi's the greatest of all time, this, I think you have to have this on your resume. I don't think your resume can not have World Cup on it, but he may have one. Good for him.
Yeah, so here's the deal. You've been killing him for years.
No,
you're not just tweaking him.
I'm tweaking
you said he's not the GOAT because he doesn't have a World Cup.
He doesn't.
Because he doesn't have a World Cup. So now he has a chance for the World Cup. So I was watching this game and in this first half, when they got the two goals in about, I don't know, 2 minutes or something like that, and you see the long pass to the guy streaking, and one results in the penalty kick, and one is a clean goal. If you're the Croatian goalie, you think a freight train has just come through. I mean, it is, it's really moving. And I said this the other day about Messi, and I got a chance to see it again. He is so controlled on penalty kicks. In fact, so slow as he goes up to it. And then kicks it 700 miles an hour.
He blasted that one. He really got that.
Well, see, this is the thing I didn't know.
What?
You learn something new in soccer every day. I didn't know that Messi could take the penalty kick when the other guy got fouled. So I said, what's going on? But I also had a conversation today where I was told that 2-0 is the shakiest lead
in soccer. They
say
that in hockey, too. They say it in the NHL.
How can that be true? How could it be more shaky than 1-0? But I guess 3-0 isn't quite as shaky, is it? Not 3-0.
Here's what wasn't shaky. The assist. Come on. The setup. To set up that goal with that individual brilliance. That, you know, and again, I don't kill Messi because I don't know enough.
Yeah, you do.
I kill the people who slurp Messi. And if you become one of them, I'm going to kill you.
No.
I'm just saying.
No, you kill Messi.
Let's move to the NFL, which we allegedly know more about, where the Cardinals not only lost to the Patriots last night, they also lost a quarterback, Kyler Murray. That's sad. Murray suffered a torn ACL in his right knee while planting untouched on a scramble. Had to be carted off. Again, it was sad. Colt McCoy came in, but the Patriots sacked him 5 times en route to a 27-13 win. Tony, what does this win mean for the Patriots? What does this loss mean for the Cardinals?
Easier to deal with the Cardinals first. What the loss means, it was already a disastrous season. Now it's over. Now it's simply over. And they have extended the contracts of the coach and the quarterback for a tremendous amount of money. And the franchise, with a torn ACL, Kyler Murray may not be back next year. So the franchise is complete toast, and it's mortgaged up to here with those two fellas.
Those two guys.
They were 7-0 last year, Mike.
Yeah, since.
And since then, they are 8-15.
With one home win this year. One.
You know, and they've closed each season year after year after year badly. It's a little, excuse me for coughing, it's a little harder to gauge what the win means for the Patriots because the Patriots, you know, I understand they're 7-6. I understand they could make the playoffs. I think their last three games are like the Bengals, the Bills, and the Dolphins. So they could be 8-9, 9-8. You know, they have no offense to speak of. They're 18th in offense. They got a quarterback, Mac Jones, who yells at people like Tom Brady, but he ain't Tom Brady. Like, he's not Tom Brady. So, Mike, to me, they're just sort of slogging along in second gear.
Which is why the win means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. They'll have to have more wins. And then those more wins in combination could mean something. Last night's win, it just keeps them going, keeps them feeling positive about their situation for next week. It doesn't mean anything. It was interesting to see Bill Belichick in the post-game locker room. You know, that video just of Belichick being almost human in a public moment is, you know, it's really interesting.
Sounds like
but,
a movie.
But the Cardinals, human. Tony, you know, I mean, spending a chunk of my life in Arizona now and people hoping. They weren't really certain of what Kyler Murray was going to be, but there was hope. Because he's got that talent, that just individual talent, the burst, the athleticism.
He's got it.
But, Tony, I've also talked to people close to the situation who thought Kyler Murray has such pressure on him, either from the defense physically or the torque that he produces himself, that this is not going to last more than 5-6 years. And I would hear that a couple of years ago and think, wait a minute, come on. And then you watch last night, you go, yeah, you just nod. And it's sad that's because when he's out there, Tony, there's a certain brilliance individually about him. You want to pay to see him play, but then they can't be very good.
Let me get to the Patriots for a second because they've got a great defense. And Bill Belichick can still coach defense, and so can Matt Patricia, which is why it's odd Matt Patricia is coaching offense now. Mike, when you watch them a couple of years ago with Cam Newton and now with Mac Jones, you have to understand how great Tom Brady was. And for how long Tom Brady was great. Tom Brady could make water into wine. Not many people can do it. We move on. Last night, the Clippers beat the Boston Celtics. That's the Celtics' second loss in a row on this Western Conference road trip. Kawhi Leonard had his best game so far this season. He had 25 points on 10 of 12 shooting, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Wilbon, big deal, little deal, no deal.
Tony, it's a deal. And it could be a big deal, but only in retrospect. And that's because when you look at the Clippers, there are people who coming into the season. I'm going to cite two of them. Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith, said in real time, these guys are going to win this year. And I remember I've talked to both of them saying, wait a minute, hold on now. But, Tony, depth is part of that. The depth of the Los Angeles Clippers with Batum, John Wall coming off the bench for the most part, Terrence Mann, Luke Kennard, Covington, and Norman Powell. Tony, their second unit is better than anybody's second unit. It just is. And if you have Kawhi Leonard, who has won with two different teams, should have three championships with two different teams, Paul George, Marcus Morris, Zubac, Reggie Jackson, Tony, they got a team. And they got a coach, all right, in T. Lou. No, they know what they're doing. The question is, can Kawhi Leonard and Paul George be out there 70-plus games? That's the question.
So
if they are...
Well, the actual question was big deal, little deal, no
I
deal.
Said
you
it's
said deal.
A deal, yeah.
So deal.
Yeah.
So you don't like the construct of the question.
No,
I would say that
deal?
It's a little deal. I don't worry at all about the Celtics losing two in a row.
No.
Because
they pounded
Phoenix by 45 points, and they were happy at that point. There's no worries there. So let's talk about Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And this is the stats on this game are all-star stats. They are Kawhi Leonard's stats. That's who he is.
Right.
That's who
he is.
Right. In the last four seasons, Kawhi Leonard has missed 137 games. We talk about Anthony Davis missing a lot of games, and he does. He missed 90 to 137.
Yeah.
So Kawhi Leonard this year coming back from a surgically repaired knee, that hurts. Then he gets an ankle situation. He's played in 9 of the 29 games they've played. If you tell me, Mike, that Kawhi Leonard will play in 48 of the next 53, I'll tell you this is a big deal. But you can't tell me that. Nobody can tell me that.
That's why I said
we
only
don't
in
know,
retrospect.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I said little deal. I said little deal because of that. Because there's no guarantee with Kawhi Leonard. And this is true for a lot of great athletes. Once you start getting hurt, you go down that it's so hard to climb out.
We got to point this out, Tom. Kawhi Leonard missed a season. He missed a season.
That's
in
right.
San Antonio.
That's full season.
And he came back and won a championship after missing a season. We've seen him do it.
He's a great talent.
Now, you're right.
He's a great talent.
When it happens multiple times, you wonder.
We should be talking about the Nets. The Nets have won 4 in a row, 8 out of 9, 11 out of 14, something like that.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving hasn't done anything stupid.
Yet.
And Ben Simmons is fitting in. We should talk about them, but not today. Let's take a break. Coming up, does your boy Jared Goff suddenly have a brighter future than Matthew Stafford?
And do the Giants or the Commanders, I almost said the Commodores and Lionel Richie, have the edge in their big matchup Sunday night? I like the Commodores much better than the Commanders.
Lionel Richie.
I know you do too.
Commodores.
Yeah.
Or Commandos.
Mm.
Commanders. Or Commies.
Yeah, well.
It's a bad name. The name should be the Washington football team.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show, and stays in his chair beaming because he doesn't have to hear Wilbon blast Lionel Messi anymore. What's first?
Toss Up, brighter future, Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff?
Okay, so they were traded for each other last year. It was a swap of two former overall number one picks, and it was totally lopsided. I mean, Matthew Stafford led Los Angeles Rams to the Super Bowl championship, and Goff went to play for an awful 3-13-1 team. Okay, this year has been different. Stafford has been hurt a lot. The Rams have cratered. They stink. And he's going to be 35 in February, and you have to wonder what kind of future he has. Goff has a future. Goff's 28 years old. The Lions have gotten a lot better this year, and so has Goff. Mike Goff has 22 touchdown passes. And he's got 7 picks. He's the number 7th rated passer in the entire NFL. I cannot believe I'm going to say this, because I thought Goff was going to be consigned to abject misery in Detroit, but he has the brighter future.
Of course Goff has the brighter future. 28 and 34. That's enough right there. 28 years old, 34 years old. Stafford doesn't have much of a future because he's 34. But you mentioned lopsided, which makes me laugh. Because Goff got to a Super Bowl a hell of a lot sooner than Stafford did. He got there with
That's
the Rams.
Right.
Because the Rams, in a lopsided way, are a better franchise or have been than Detroit. So it's not like those two guys determined that. Their franchises' statures were already set. Goff went to the same number of Super Bowls. It's just that Stafford won one. Goff did not. So he's got some time. He's got a little time. He's got a 6 or 7 or 8 year run, you would hope, if he can stay healthy. Stafford doesn't have that long. He's not going to be Tom Brady.
But he looked like a bust for a while. There was an assumption somehow that he was going to be a bust as the overall number one pick. And now he looks like he's ascending. Now he looks.
Goff went to a Super Bowl, Tony. Goff went to a Super Bowl.
I understand, but they were terrible. And didn't they lose by like 30
points? He's going to a Super Bowl. Can't be a bust then.
All right, what's next?
Toss up. Who has the edge on Sunday night, the Giants or the Commanders?
This is very easy. It's Washington. Here's what's happened. Washington and the Giants played to a tie 3 weeks ago. Then Washington had a bye. And now they play the Giants again. So for three solid weeks, they can think about the Giants and only the Giants. The Giants couldn't do that. They had a game last week against Philadelphia, and they got killed in that game. Absolutely killed. The Giants are 1-4-1 in their last six, and Washington, and I don't know how this has happened, is 6-1-1 in their last eight. Washington is going to win this game and make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs, and the only drawback is it's a home game, so they'll be playing in front of a frenzied Giants crowd.
They will be.
Because they have no fans at the moment.
They will be. There will be 45,000 people there, and 35,000 of them will be wearing Giant blue. You know,
That's right.
There's no question about that. But, Tony, in the victories you mentioned for Redskins, for the Commanders and their record over those last recent games, they beat Philly. And they manhandled them. I'm not talking about the final score being lopsided. I'm talking about the way the game was played. Owning the line of scrimmage. That's what the Commanders did. So they have that working for them. They also have had this extra time, as you say, to study and work on the Giants who've been gone down a hole. But you know what, Tony? You and I have sat shoulder to shoulder enough times over the past 40 years watching these teams play.
That's right.
You know, strange stuff happens. There's inexplicable stuff that happens. You go, wait a minute. Washington was supposed to win this game. They have a clear advantage. They're supposed to win this game. But I'm not going to put it past them. I'm not putting a lot of points on this game in my confidence pool, if you know what I'm saying.
I'll tell you this. We sat there a lot of times with two of the greatest coaches who ever coached.
Yes.
Bill Parcells
Gibbs
and Joe
Parcells.
Gibbs.
Yep. No question.
Wow, that's it. Let's take one last break. Still to come, a big anniversary for Andy Reid.
And the Dubs visit the Bucks tonight. It's like the Aaron Rodgers Bowl. Who's coming away with the win there? Also, Reale. Remember him? They're celebrating the 20th anniversary of Around the Horn tonight. You remember Reale, don't you? Vaguely? Reale.
I can't place it.
Tony Reale.
I can't place him, no.
He was around.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 34th birthday, Ricky Fowler. One of the most popular golfers on tour with both players and fans. He is in a ton of commercials. Fowler's problem is that he hasn't won a tournament since the Waste Management in February of 2019. He used to be thought of as maybe the best player who hadn't won a major, but now he doesn't win anything. Fowler's signature win is the Players' Championship in 2015. He has tied for second at the US Open, the British Open, and the Masters. He's played on Ryder Cup teams and President's Cup teams, and on tour he is recognizable for the Oklahoma State orange pants he often wears on Sunday. For years he was in the top 10, getting to number 4 in 2014. Now, Fowler's dropped all the way to 103rd, but happy birthday.
Yeah, Tony, he only had one top 10 finish in 22 events last year. Look, I root mostly for Finau, Rahm, Morikawa, and Fowler. Those are the guys I really root for on the men's side. I'm hoping Ricky Fowler can have a big bounce back year. I think he's important to the tour.
And you root against Lionel Messi. Happy anniversary,
usually.
Andy Reid. On this day 51 years ago, the now Chiefs head coach took part in a punt, pass, and kick competition as a 13-year-old in a Rams uniform who looked like he could suit up for the actual Rams. He towered over the other kids. He appeared to be 6'5", 240. Reid could have gone from elementary school to elementary school demanding protection money. Now Reid is a great coach. He has taken two different teams to the Super Bowl, Philadelphia and Kansas City, and he's won one. His career record is 243-138-1. Among active coaches, only Bill Belichick has won more games, 296. Reid is fifth all time, behind Don Shula, George Halas, Belichick, and Tom Landry.
And Tony, he's the only one of that group, I think. I know Halas didn't have any commercials. I don't know that Shula did. He's got a great commercial that State Farmer was drawing the mustaches on people. The first time I saw that, that was laugh out loud funny. Who knew Andy Reid had it in him or some great director? But when you're on a short list with those guys, Landry, wow. Shula, Belichick, Halas, I mean, come on now. That's a wow.
It took me by surprise. Yeah. It did. A melancholy trails to Mike Leach. The Mississippi State coach died last night at age 61. Leach stood out in the football coaching fraternity because of his proclivity to be entertaining in areas outside of football. Nicknamed the Pirate, Leach was gregarious and funny and enjoyed being so. He had a law degree from Pepperdine, and he was a very good football coach. He coached at Texas Tech, Washington State, and Mississippi State. His career record was 158 and 107, and he took teams to bowl games in 19 of his 21 seasons. Leach was regarded as an offensive innovator, a spread the field and chuck it coach, calling his offense the air raid. Among the coaches in the Leach tree are Josh Heupel, Lincoln Riley, Sonny Dykes, and Cliff Kingsbury.
And Tony, you know, it was interesting to be that engaging and quirky, but yet charismatic. I would say I found him to be that. He was in places like Lubbock and Pullman and Starkville, where a college football coach is larger than life. He's one of the most important people often in smaller communities. And people took to him. And in those places, that really seemed to work. And maybe it was necessary. He went to hard places and won. A whole lot of people can't say that.
Yeah, now, I mean, I've thought about that, too, because those are small college towns. I mean, that's what they are. And you wonder if it's the third one, if that's a pattern of your life, if you are more comfortable there than some people who, for example, want, like one of his proteges, Lincoln Riley, wanted to go coach in Los Angeles. So you wonder about that. One correction, Goff's Rams were not blown out in the Super Bowl by the Patriots.
See?
Okay, I got that wrong.
See?
But they only managed 3 points in a 13-3 loss.
Not
so
good.
Shut up.
Not good.
3 points. Don't
like,
come to
like,
me on
like
3 points.
Like Messi. You know, like Messi. You know, Goff didn't win. Neither is Messi. Oh, wait. Tony's not going to admit that he's wrong about that, is he?
Nobody says that Goff is the GOAT.
Oh.
Big finish.
Okay.
Cade Cunningham of the Pistons will have season-ending shin surgery. Your thoughts?
Hey, this is sad, too. He was having a nice start to a second year. This looks like Wembanyama headed straight to downtown Motown. That's what it looks like. Wide receiver Cole Beasley coming out of retirement to join the Bills. Does that matter?
I don't know. He was out of retirement for a couple of games with Tampa. He used to be very good with the Bills, though. The Niners say they expect Deebo Samuel back at some point during the regular season.
Good.
That is a big deal.
Yes, because maybe you can get him ready to be just, you know, in perfect step like he was in that form for the playoffs. Yes, that's a huge deal. The Penguins beat the Stars for their sixth straight win. Cause for excitement?
Yeah, they're on a six-game heater. Another guy you hate is Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
I will tell you, the NHL is better when Pittsburgh is good. It's
not
better
the goat,
that
don't way. Tell
Last
me the
one,
goat,
Warriors and Bucks tonight. Who you got?
Bucks coming off a loss to Houston. Dubs coming off a big win over the Celtics. I'm going to go the Dubs to stay hot in Milwaukee. How about that? Dubs win.
Okay. We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, you knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And now, here's SportsCenter. There'll be a whole lot of messy talk. So, too much messy.
Let's give our best to Reality. He's still in the business.
Behind.
Reality, still in the business. Good for him.